from the Moon Broadcast Center at KPCC. This is The Frame. I'm John Horn, and thanks for joining us during our fall membership drive. Today, my guest for the entire show is actor Robert Pattinson. A decade ago, the Twilight vampire movies made him a big star, but in recent years, the 33-year-old actor has taken a turn toward more offbeat indie productions. The Lighthouse is his next movie. It's a black-and-white film by writer-director Robert Eggers, and it centers on two lighthouse keepers, played by Pattinson and Willem Dafoe, in Maine during the 1890s. They're all alone on a remote outpost, and the isolation pretty soon makes them go crazy.
The Queen of England's old fancy housekeeper couldn't even done no better than what I done. Because I tell you, I scrubbed this here place twice over.
And I say you did nothing of the sort. And I say you swab it again, and you swab it proper like this time, and you'll be swabbing it 10 times more after that.
Pattinson told me how he and Dafoe learned a lighthouse job requires certain skills.
I guess you need to be pretty much a jack of all trades. I mean, there's only three. I think...
Well, they changed it from being two. It used to be two guys in a lighthouse, and then they used to always kill each other or go mad. it ended up being three. But I mean, it's an enormous amount of work you had to do. I mean, and to be qualified to do lots of different things. I mean, who I'm playing in it is someone who's basically just kind of he is kind of essentially on the run. And I guess it is a kind of it's an element of the Wild West working there, I guess.
You could also argue in some ways it's like two astronauts in space traveling to Mars. They can't leave. They're stuck.
Exactly, yeah. And 4 weeks suddenly seems like 5 years, which is kind of one of the parts of the movie.
I want to back up and ask you about watching The Witch and about seeing that film and about what you took away from Robert Eggers' first feature.
I'm always kind of looking for someone who's just doing something very original, basically. And The Witch was strikingly original. And then I wanted to work with Robert about, I guess, 4 years ago or something, about a sort of medieval epic, which he was wanting to do about a knight. And I kind of still do want to do that with him, but I think the budget ended up being massive and it kind of never got together. And then we kind of went through doing Nosferatu, which... I kind of thought, I was sort of into it, but I thought it was a little bit too close to home playing a vampire again. But then I thought...
Done that vampire thing before.
Yeah, but I thought, like, maybe that's kind of genius to do just do it again. then this came up and I just thought, there's always something that appeals to me about very, very specific colloquial dialect. Because I think the more movies I do, I think the first... thing I connect to as in a part is just how a character speaks, and then everything kind of comes out of that. And so if there's something on the page which is just pretty, it was just immediately enjoyable to say the lines in this. I mean, there's something very, very musical, and something it lends itself towards being performative immediately, the way he writes. And I think The Witch was kind of like that as well. Like, there's something, it's just very juicy to say it.
We're talking with Robert Pattinson about his film, The Lighthouse. I want to ask you more about that idea about finding a character through dialogue. Mm-hmm. Is it something that you find organically? And once you figure out the dialect, do the physical traits of the character start to reveal itself?
I had a little tape of some lobster fishermen from Maine. And there's something about there's little areas of Maine which kind of have pockets of an accent which kind of sounds, I mean, it doesn't sound like you're in America at all. I sort of thought that was really fascinating. It was something kind of, it was almost sound like an English West Country accent or something, and it's just survived completely intact. It doesn't change for hundreds of years.
Tell me, what's a timberman want with being a wiki?
Just looking to earn a living, just like any man. Starting new.
On the run.
There were just a couple of syllable sounds, which then it just sort of tickled me a little bit, and I tried to sort of shove that into the script when I was reading it, and then suddenly something clicked. I mean, you suddenly realize because of the way your mouth has to form a syllable, it sort of changes your facial expressions, and then it starts to kind of contort your body a little bit, and then everything kind of starts to come from that. I don't know how kind of natural it is, but it feels very natural at the time.
But it works for you.
And it really works. And it's kind of, but then you end up, I mean, some of the stuff I was doing to kind of get into it in the lighthouse was just, I'm really on the cusp of unprofessional. you're contorting yourself every which way.
In terms of how you would prepare for a scene or how you would actually do the scenes?
Well, to do them, and it was kind of, I guess because a lot of them are very, very, very adrenalized scenes as well, but there was something about, I think there's something about how difficult that accent is to stay in it, that it informed the character as well, because it's kind of, you could slip into something else so easily. And then I like the idea of just someone who's so uncomfortable with his own reality that you're trying to twist out of it the whole time, and it's some kind of, you sort of become a kind of Houdini kind of thing.
I mean, that sounds like, in some ways, a difficult idea to play, because what you're describing is somebody who is not really understanding who he is and what he's doing.
Yeah.
And that's like so vague that how does it anchor you? Because what you're trying to do as an actor is seize onto something that can ground you in a direction, I suspect. And yet you're playing somebody who isn't grounded in any way.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the first conversations I had with Robert when I first started to think about it was someone who's doesn't have the psychological mechanisms to deal with guilt. But I think about grounding, though, I think I've always kind of felt the opposite. I think if you try and ground something and you understand the psychological motivations for something, then it becomes not real. It becomes something which is sort of, I don't know, if you feel like you're planning it too much, then you feel like a fraud. And so I think what I try and look in terms of grounding is the point where something does feel new to you, and it feels like it's a new feeling which is only associated with that character. And then it kind of feels like that's the grounding. And if you don't understand what that feeling is, then it feels like, oh, I'm in something. And then it's also the most satisfying place to be when you're performing, because you don't really know what's going on. I always try and look for the moment when you kind of, when on old TVs, when you could press the two channel buttons at the same time and you'd be stuck in between them both. And it just, I try and find that spot for every character.
When we come back, more with actor Robert Pattinson. He talks about what he looks for in original roles and how he feels about acting after all these years. Welcome back to The Frame. I'm John Horn. Let's get back now to my conversation with actor Robert Pattinson. His latest film, The Lighthouse, was written and directed by Robert Eggers. The filmmaker grew up in New England, where both The Lighthouse and his 2015 film, The Witch, take place. When The Witch came out, Eggers told The Frame that he always had a sense of New England being haunted by its history, and that it made sense to blend reality with fantasy. Here's a clip from my interview with Robert Eggers, and then we'll hear more from Robert Pattinson.
For me, one of the things that I like the most about pre-Grimm fairy tales is that they're kind of unconscious explorations of dark family dynamics. But having the real world and the fairy tale world be the same thing, in the consciousness of people in the early modern period, by making a fairy tale, I'm, making a documentary.
I guess you could argue there's a twisted family story here, kind of a father-son tale in The Lighthouse. But how do you think this film is in conversation with what Robert was talking about there?
It's weird because there's so much of it. When I was talking to him, the fantasy elements, they seemed incredibly grounded to me. And I remember asking Robert a lot, saying, is this happening in his mind? Is it a magical island? To kind of approach something where it doesn't really matter at all. It's something just, I don't know, there's just something, you can just kind of surrender to the poetry of it. And it's just, that's kind of what I wanted to stay in. It's like one of the first conversations I had with Robert, I just asked him how he'd come up with the story. And he was just like, I have no idea. Something happened. Because it's so bizarre. In so many ways. And then I kind of thought, as we started shooting it, in terms of that grounding something, I kept thinking, do I need to really know what the reasoning is? or do I want it to? I want it to stay like that kind of bizarre dream that Robert had. It's kind of like when you've had a dream, and if you wake up and you can kind of think like, oh, I had that dream because of this memory and this thing happened. But then sometimes you have a dream when you wake up and you're like, where did that come from? And a dream that causes you to question everything about your own existence.
The conceit of the movie is that your character and Willem Dafoe's character have different stations on this station, that he is the boss and he gets to go places that your character doesn't. He has more experience, he has more knowledge, and he's very possessive of those things. And it got me thinking about the relationship between actors playing those characters, that there's the dynamic in the story and there's the dynamic of how people approach acting, and they may be very different.
I mean, the good thing about only having two people in something, it makes it a lot easier. Because it was just us two, kind of no matter how, what approach we're taking to feel it, it kind of just became the scene anyway. And I think, I mean, I don't think me and Willem really approach stuff that differently anyway. I feel like he just, I mean, he just has a lot of control over his technique. Whereas, I don't know, I feel like I'm really just like rolling the dice a lot, like, and kind of, and I'll try and sort of feel something, I'll try and get my body to feel it, and then hopefully something comes out afterwards. Whereas I think Willem can really have a plan and stick to it as well and achieve what he's trying to achieve. Whereas I'm not entirely sure what I'm trying to achieve. I'm just kind of hoping that something happens and throwing yourself, just jumping off a cliff, basically.
We're talking with Robert Pattinson about his film, The Lighthouse. Even if Josh and Benny Safdie, who did Good Time, or Robert Eggers, who did The Lighthouse, or Chris Nolan, who's doing Tenet, are very different filmmakers, they are all doing things that most studios are not doing. And that is, they're not doing prequels, they're not doing spinoffs, they're not doing comic books, they're doing original stories, generally. And I'm wondering, as an actor, how rare those opportunities are and how good it is when they come your way.
They're extremely rare. But not as rare as you'd think. That it's kind of, if you're actively seeking them out, if you really, really set your net really, really wide, there's so many phenomenal international filmmakers as well. I mean, there's just, you can find people who are doing really cool stuff, and you could find them, and you could be working consistently doing that kind of stuff if you wanted to. I think the most difficult thing is just getting people to see it afterwards. But when the best case scenario is your movie coming out in like two theaters, I mean, it's like, Jesus Christ. I mean, it's kind of like, it's, and then even now with streaming stuff, now that there's the sort of algorithm of things now, and everybody makes in-house productions and they want you to watch a certain thing, you can't even find stuff randomly anymore. And also because I was talking about this the other day about the DVD market, like DVDs used to be a kind of arbiter, like having your DVDs on your shelf, it was a tell about who you were as a person, but that seems to have completely gone. And I think,
especially, it's like having a record collection too. Yeah, you don't have it anymore.
Especially, you know, like nerds like me who used to really try and impress people with their art house DVD collection. I mean, it really doesn't have the same ring to it anymore. You can't get any chicks with that.
Let me ask this last question. What do you enjoy about acting? And how would you describe the satisfaction you get from performing?
I mean, there's different facets of it. I love, before you start shooting, I love kind of problem solving, but it's a completely sort of different approach to try and find something which you, I guess there's some kind of method-y thing when you're trying to personalize each little thing, but it's not personalized to really necessarily an experience you've had. It's more personalizing it to a desire, and that's really fun, especially when you don't really relate to a character. I mean, I find it quite satisfying in the sort of, you can approach a script in quite an objective way. But then I love that the free fall aspect of when you're actually performing. It's kind of, you can do all this prep, but then it's kind of, I don't know, it feels like, what's the Olympic sport when you're doing tumbling? Gymnastics or yeah, rhythm gymnastics?
Yeah, when you literally just have the kind of the mat and you're just flipping on the
floor,
mat.
Floor exercise.
Floor exercise. Yeah.
Gymnastics, yes. You're and just kind of, spinning around.
Yeah, and it kind of feels like if you can do the run up, but once you're flipping, like it's kind of you just have to hope.
You can either stick your landing or go flying off the mat.
And there's something very exhilarating about that, especially when you've prepared correctly.
Robert, thanks so much for coming in.
Cool, thanks a lot.
Robert Pattinson stars with Willem Dafoe in The Lighthouse. It's in theaters on October 18th. And that is it for The Frame today. Thanks for listening both on the radio and on demand. And thank you so much for supporting KPCC. I'm John Horn. We'll see you tomorrow back here at the Moen Broadcast Center.